If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Oh. From 2012, Don't Stop the Party by Pitbull. 464-568-51 is bad. 10 is good. Texture rating on the Sauter Heyman Jewelers song of the day.
2012.
Does Pitbull still have his box at FIU?
I'm going to guess yes on that, Bill.
Yes, we can find out what that is. Bombi, he's got his own box at FIU.
He's got his own football field, doesn't he?
I don't know.
Fire it all.
There you go.
Can't always have it prepared.
There you go.
That's our pitch.
Jake had it ready to go.
I pulled
that's
it up right
more like it.
Yeah. It's more like it. Like that. I don't even know if I've ever heard that song by Pitbull, but I liked it.
Which one? This one?
The one we just played, yeah.
Don't Stop the Party.
Yeah, Don't Stop the Party.
Never heard it.
I don't think I've ever
that's
heard
awesome.
It.
What's well, new? It's from 13 years
I've
ago.
I've never heard it. There's no chance I've heard that song. Liked it. Really did. Good energy. Have to be in the right setting.
Right.
You know, I mean, I don't see.
What is that setting?
Well, I don't think I can. Like sometimes I like them in the bathroom. I say, Alexa, you know.
Play some Pitbull.
Play Pitbull.
Might help.
It doesn't happen.
Might help.
Yeah, so. But I liked it a lot, Jake. I'm going to give it an 8119.
Yeah.
Yeah, I liked it. It was fun.
Don't Stop the Party. That's what it's called.
Yeah. Yes.
2012?
That's right. Yeah, 2012.
Office Global Warming album.
I didn't know that. I wouldn't have got that.
100%.
And what album is that off of?
I think
it's Global Warming, if I remember. He has more than one album?
How many does he have?
He has Planet Pit.
Planet Pit.
He has Globalization. Then there's one called Love? Interesting. Anyway,
Love?
Yeah, Love.
Like that?
Yeah, I like Fireball easily
more than that one.
Yeah, his best song is Fireball. How can you not like it? I don't know any of these songs I'm looking at.
Well,
I do. Yeah. I did know Don't Stop the Party, and I like it. I'm kind of with Bill on that. It's in the eights, but I'll go a little higher, 8.8. It's fun.
I'll do Rudy quick. Rudy's going to like it. I think he's going to be an 8.9.
7.8. He says, "Oh, street banger, when I'm intoxicated."
Next to your mom. You'll be wrapped in cellophane.
All right. Well, we are joined in studio by Derek Bombeck, director of sport for Visit Lincoln. Derek. That's not country. That's not old school R&B. I'm curious where you go with this
one.
Gosh,
I hope my wife, Jennifer, is listening to this because she is a very quiet, conservative, sweet, sweet woman, but a couple seltzers get in her. She is a Pitbull freak. So, just because of that, like, she would play Fireball. She played this song. She plays everything. And then I came in a little down this morning. I'm tired. It's going to be a long weekend. We're going to get to all that.
Trying to help
it
you out, Derek.
Just pumped me up. Let's just knock it out of the park with a 10 right
there.
Right there.
Went
10.
For his wife and a White Claw. Nice.
Carbless is the drink of choice.
What is that? That's new. Carbless is new. Carbless.
They're delicious.
That's new stuff.
Yeah. What is it? What is it exactly?
It's a seltzer.
With no carbs.
It's a new seltzer.
Seltzer
is no carbs. It's the new thing.
Okay. Getting ripped up over there at the Bombeck.
I'm not going to read that many scores, but I'm surprised that Jennifer went with a 7 and Hubby 5.3. That's not old. They like 70s and 80s.
Solid scores.
That's a high score for Jennifer and
for
Hubby
Jennifer.
For a 2012 song.
Thank you, guys. Yeah.
And Blake said this song makes you dance while you're driving.
Yeah, kind of does.
Makes you dance.
I kind of liked it. I'm not going to lie to you. All of a sudden, I was like, whoa. And then Jake pulled off.
I pulled off. What did I pull off?
Bill.
This right here, you mean?
Yeah.
Fire it all.
Yeah. Always prepare with Pitbull on this show.
FIU.
FIU.
He has his own box.
He's on the stadium. His name's on the stadium, I'm pretty sure.
Do that way more often.
Well, we are joined by Derek Bombeck to talk about all things Lincoln, and you are a very busy man today and this weekend, Derek. Let's start off with why. Number one, the AVCA First Serve Block Party.
Yeah, it's a great weekend to be in Lincoln, so if you got nothing going on, come down to the Rail Yard Pinnacle Bank Arena. We have 8 of the top collegiate volleyball teams in the country playing Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Tickets are virtually sold out, but if you need some, we'll be doing giveaways at the AVCA block party in the rail yard. That's going to take place 2 hours prior to each game each day. And we're going to have so much going on. There's going to be live music. There's going to be face painting. Early in the mornings on Saturday and Sunday, we're going to do yoga and some other fitness. Nebraska Knocker is going to be there with human foosball. We're going to have food trucks like USA Volleyball, the Supernovas, Love Volleyball, and so many more. We're going to have a live volleyball court on Saturday and Sunday for some free clinics for some young girls and young boys if they want to participate. Just a ton going on, but it all kicks off today, 3:45. We need everybody in Lincoln and Lancaster County to get to PBA for the red carpet walk. 7 of the 8 teams are going to roll right up to Pinnacle Bank Arena between 3:45 and 4:30. We're going to have the Nebraska cheerleaders out there, the alumni band. We want to line this red carpet with thousands of Husker faithful just to welcome them to Pinnacle Bank Arena for the first day of competition. And then after that, flood into the rail yard for all the entertainment that I just talked about. It's going to be awesome.
Lancaster County. What about Boone?
Let's, you know, let's get all the counties.
Okay.
Cage County 98.
Okay.
93
counties. I'm adding a 5 more counties.
Where those 5 counties come from?
If you're bordering South Dakota, get here.
Yes.
Here's a fun fact about, so about 45,000 tickets sold for this event. Nearly 25% of all tickets sold are outside of the state of Nebraska.
Wow.
Oh, really?
So,
really?
A great reach. 11% of the tickets from over 400 miles away. And those do not count any of the team blocks. I mean, obviously, we have Stanford, we have Pitt, Vanderbilt, Penn State, you know, so many Kansas, a lot of great teams here in town. And it's going to be awesome.
Nebraska versus Pitt tonight, 6 o'clock.
Wow.
You can watch it on Fox if you're not going to the event. If you're not coming out, if you can't make it to the rail yard, you can watch on regular Fox at 6 p.m.
Fox tonight, wow. FS1 tomorrow for the Creighton-Penn State match, as well as the Kansas-Vanderbilt, and then ESPN on Sunday.
Against Stanford at 2:30. Yeah, big time.
Who's the team not walking?
Yeah, it's true. There's 7 of 8. Who's not walking?
Hit me too.
It's a great question.
Yeah. Yes.
I don't want to throw anybody under the bus.
Somebody decline.
Somebody decline the wall.
You know, they all have their own routines and schedules. That's journalism right there, by the way.
But 7 of the 8 are walking. That'll be super cool. Nebraska's walking, I assume.
Yeah, we're going to make them go last so the crowd doesn't just flood out of there.
That would be awesome.
All of a sudden.
The person that comes through, they all just
Pitt shows up.
See you guys.
Here comes Vanderbilt.
Two cheerleaders, one band, one guy playing a trumpet.
Somebody's rolling up the carpet.
Boom, 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 boom.
No, there's one more team.
Boom, 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 boom.
And all of a sudden, people are asking Vanderbilt, where do we go? We don't even know where to go.
They're rolling the carpet up.
They're following some bunch of strangers. Rangers in all of a sudden they're
just in gate 20, the arena or where
they're
go.
Bombeck's nowhere inside.
Can't find Bombeck. They're in gate 25. All of a sudden, how do we end up getting? All of a sudden, why are we in this bar?
Said gate 25.
We're in Barry's.
So the best part about one of the best parts of obviously it's gonna be a great entertainment show for the entire city and for the entire country. The crazy like good volleyball going on, but this event is bringing the who's who of volleyball in the world here.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Like volleyball world is here. USA Volleyball, the NCAA, the Big Ten, Pro Volleyball Federation. Like I said, Love Volleyball, the Supernovas, Athletes Unlimited. Like the major players in the volleyball industry are going to be here. So I'm going to get like unique meetings, unique touches with each one of them starting today, whether it's coffees, breakfast, lunch, dinners. We have meetings tomorrow morning for like 2.5 hours with a bunch of them.
Should we have been at any of those events?
Yeah, we could have helped you out.
Should we have been at a coffee anywhere?
Well, I've only started them briefly, so there's still time.
Just let us know.
We just want everybody to, like every to time they host like a major volleyball event, we want Lincoln to be top of mind and the first call, whether we can host it or not.
Are you ready for this?
Oh, I'm ready. Yeah.
Will the GM, John Cook, be there?
He will be in town. Yep.
All right, then. Nice.
All right, Derek. Next up, Gravel Worlds also. This is early morning for you tomorrow.
Yeah, as though a major national volleyball tournament wasn't enough for Lincoln, we have an international bike race competition going
international.
On. 2,200 riders from 17 countries, 5 continents, and all 50 states. In town.
What are we doing?
What's going on?
So, yeah, Jason and the crew at Gravel Worlds are fantastic. This is year number 2 that they're going to be starting and finishing the race out at the Sandhills Global Event Center. The rides are going to start today. Yeah, obviously the peds. The running races event start today. The 300-mile ride starts today. I think that's a two-day event, obviously. But tomorrow, the professionals kick off for the 150-mile race, like at 5:55 in the morning. One of the cool things about this event is they have an incredible YouTube stream. So if you can't get out there for the start and finish, if you've ever watched the Tour de France on TV and just the live action they have with those cars riding with the cyclist and like dictating, you know, first place to third place is this many seconds, then they have people live in studio. They have this going on at this event, and it's broadcast all over the world. This event has such
a national... The
gravel
thing is huge. It is. This has become the thing.
It has such a national and international reach that we just need to get more people in Lincoln involved with it. And, showing up and showing out.
Would have been a great weekend for the Hampton Inn to be open.
Hey, now, hold on.
We said that for many weeks now also.
Real close. I've talked with the GM. They have to button up a couple things in the back with that big hole. And
the big hole.
Be right as rain.
Hey, hold on now. You may have mentioned this, talking really fast. There's a lot of information coming. How many riders?
2,200 is what they were getting at for registrants.
Okay. This is an international continental event.
I can't imagine if you had to get a hotel room. There can't be one available within a...
With volleyball and the gravel world.
That's insane.
I might have mentioned this too, and I miss it. What's the course? Like, where's this course?
It's all over southeast Nebraska. I mean, because if you're riding 50 miles, we can kind of loop that in and around Lancaster County. But if you're doing the 100-mile, 150-mile, obviously 300-mile ride, you got to go some distance and come back. So they have to do so much coordinating with other communities, other counties. And it's gravel. You know, they want to make sure they ride at least 90 to 93% gravel the entire way. Sometimes you got to do some pavement to get to some other gravel.
And these are gravel bikes.
Yep.
I saw a guy, I was on Havelock Road yesterday, and I was following, I'm sure he's one of the racers. He's riding a fat tire bike really fast. This dude's a dude.
He's training.
Those fat tires are incredible.
They are.
They weren't real fat. They were fat enough.
Fat-ish.
But the dude was like, it was one of them. It was surely one of them.
I'm sure it was, yeah.
I was like, this guy's cooking.
So, I went and picked up a couple real nice bikes from the UNL Outdoor Education Center yesterday because we're hosting some pretty sweet events in Lincoln. We have some national media riders in town.
Okay.
And some of them, they're going to participate in a shorter ride today. I'm going to take them to PBA tonight for the volleyball, and they have a whole slate of activities while they're in Lincoln to showcase.
Now, time out here, Bombi. You got to walk me through this. You do like a marathon, and they block off all kinds of streets and stuff in Lincoln. You're going through intersections in farm country. So there's like combines and there's tractors. And is every intersection have somebody at it, or what's going on there?
Good question.
The major ones do. A lot of it is, you know, on your own liability. You sign some waivers, you know, make sure the cars won't stop for you. So get out of the way. If there's a combine out right now, something's going wrong, but
you're a little early.
You're a little earlier.
A little jump on things.
Or way late.
Wait, one of the two.
But a tractor might be out though.
If you are combined,
yeah, yeah.
So. Hey, good ag awareness on the
ride 84 Street even today. A lot of signs are going up saying, you know, watch out for cyclists. Welcome Gravel Worlds, and we have those signs kind of all over the county roads to make sure people are aware of the event.
The director of sport is hitting on all cylinders. Yeah,
he does. And quickly, Derek, we're up low on time. Tell me about the Connect Conference.
Yeah, so obviously all this happened this weekend. Monday morning, leave 6 a.m. for Miami, Florida. So, well, that's also why I rated that Pitbull song real high.
Okay.
I have like 30 appointments with all these national sports governing bodies, and we are going to get
flexed on us there.
We are going to get more to Lincoln than what we already have. So that's
Go to Miami on Monday?
Yeah. Come back Thursday for the Husker game.
Are you considered the Sankey of Lincoln?
We can call him that.
I wouldn't go that far.
We could call him that if we wanted.
I've met him once, and he's...
You are the Sankey of Lincoln.
Wow.
Do you have any political aspirations?
Yes. You have a chance here, Derek.
Not at the moment, no.
Would you consider a mayoral race?
I love my role as director of sports. And
you wear a sport coat. He wears a sport coat a lot.
Yeah, we saw in studio on Wednesday. Sport coat.
I think you'd have some appeal as a mayor.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Mayor Bombeck. Sounds good, right?
His hair is always perfect.
Well, when I'm not wearing a hat,
You know, I just saw something here.
Not so short on time anymore, are we?
I've been informed that we have two tickets to give away for the first session tonight of the ABC. Now, courtesy of us, the ticket has these.
Okay.
So while we're talking about it, The first person to text 402-464-5685, the answer.
First.
Who was the first Husker named AVCA National Player of the Year? If you can get that right, we will transfer you two tickets for session one tonight.
That's not easy.
Again, the question was, who is the first Husker named AVCA National Player of the Year? If you get this right, we will transfer you two tickets for the event. It is not Sarah Pavin. It is not Jordan Larson. Breakers.
Well, I thought it was Sarah. No. I was going Sarah.
And the correct answer is Brian. He gets Allison Weston
in
1995. Brian, we'll get you your tickets. Congratulations.
Now, enjoy the game. I should have got that. Mash.
Papillion. She played with the setter was Johnson. Christy Johnson, who became the head coach at Iowa State. Allison, when she would swear, she would lift her shirt. And I always asked her, "What do you do when you lift your shirt?" She goes, "I'm cussing."
Uh-huh. Derek, thanks so much. Enjoy your busy
Weston.
Weekend. When we come back, Lee Sterling, Paramount Sports, is next on Early Break on the Ticket.
Lowe's knows you've got a job to do, and we help get it done. With the MyLowe's Pro Rewards program, eligible members save more. With volume discounts on qualifying orders through a quote of $2,000 or more. Join for free today. Lowe's. We help. You save. Offer can't be combined with any other discount, contract, and or special pricing. Exclusions, more terms, and restrictions apply. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.